about that time. It's party time from the Cultured Swine on radiodr.co.za.
Hi, it's party time from the Cultured Swine, and we're here again in the studio. Mike's running late, so I'm here with Slew. Also, shout out to T-Bag for that thing. I was at the baby shower, and I told him, I was like, dude, get a top with your picture. You know, a picture of him with his thumbs up. Masabalanje, ati amasimbanje. Dude, I would be the first one to buy that top, bruh. If he caught me on payday, though. Namhlanje sihleli no vagina queen. Usisi wama vagina cocaine. Yangizwa unonto shezi. I was introduced a girl.
Hey guys, unonto shezi. The vagina queen, as Uspume would say. Yeah, so ngitshelene ukuthi ningibizeleni la namhlanje nginichazele wonke ndingu ukuthi nikwazi.
Lalela, siyabona phela ku social media kuthiwa wena uthakatha amagqe.
Ooh, I can shame. Ayikho ke udaleyo ukuthi ngiyawathakatha. Into engiyenzayo ukuthi I just help my girls out laba nenkinga khona.
Yeah.
So there's so many benefits. It's not just ukuthi mhlambe like ngiyabasiza ngokuthi mhlambe yabo inkonzo yasekamereni bemnandi, in other words ukuthi yabo ubaba wasekhaya mefika efice nje i-rice
clean. Yes.
So it's more about also just making sure ukuthi your lady parts are clean and you avoid izinto nje like ama yeast infections as well as any other infections that we actually get as amantombazane.
Yeah.
Also just to be that confidence nje knowing ukuthi you don't have any funny smell down there, especially yeah. after you've been sexually active, as well as you know how we get, you know, different types of problems.
Especially now with December Uza, so
about to get real. December, guys. Let's keep clean. Let's make sure nje ukuthi si right, si confident, ngokuthi yabo asinazi inkinga laphaya ezansi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma, but you didn't say the name of the thing that you're selling to us.
Oh, so it's Yoni Vibe. Basically, it's yoni steaming herbs. There's quite a lot of people who sell yoni steaming herbs. Mm. It's just that I've realized that herbs are not the same.
Yeah.
So you find that some people buy herbs from people that have kept them for years, and you find that it's not all the right herbs that they have mixed into that whole yoni vibes mixture. So what happens is I buy my herbs from a certain farmer. I won't, like, you know, put out
don't
names
disclose Pelitila.
Like, I can't do that. So I mix all these different types of herbs together. It's about 7 herbs, if I'm not mistaken. And then each herb has its own benefits. So it helps in mostly like menstrual pains. Most of the herbs help with that type of problem. So it's menstrual pains, anything related to the womb, basically. So there's quite a lot of benefits, guys. I'm not really going to go into depth, but I'm just going to mention a few, which are they detoxify the womb, as well as they help you for speedy recovery after birth, more especially for like moms that have just given birth, especially C-section, because sometimes it takes longer to heal after giving birth. So as well as relaxes the body. I know sometimes we work hard and sometimes you just want to relax and, you know, have that time where you just taking time to relax. So it also helps with that. It also improves your menstrual cycle. I know a lot of ladies have suffered with period pains, but have come back after using my herbs and told me that I no longer suffer from such, because some people would even not even go to work because it was so bad.
I take a day off.
And sometimes it makes your period go lighter. So you find that some people have like really strong periods or longer periods rather. Yeah. So it helps in those type of things. With those type of things.
Slow when I'm telling you,
I'm telling
you, I'm telling you,
I'm telling you,
Umema kathengele iziyoni, umema kathengele iyoni guys. Ngoba there's also like a benefit to umema kuphela noma bakhetha uyabenefitha guys.
Inengane phezu, inengane phezu.
Hayi bo, manje bethu tholakala laphi phela if you want to be dealt these herbs.
Lalela, oh, ngitholakala on Instagram. So my handle is @MissShezi. I'm also on Twitter as Yoni Vibes, as well as I've got a page on Facebook called Yoni Vibes. Mm. Also, my number is 061-463-7487. Igama uNonto Shezi, guys. Remember the name.
Ningahambi nithathe number nifuna nizama ukuslide ama DMs. Isho nje ukuthi wena uhappy.
Lalelani, ngihappy, ngiright wabasekhaya nje neyoni. Ngathi yamsiza ukuthi nje naye engafuni lutho ngomemo wakhe. So nje guys, please do the right thing, ladies. It's very, very important to make sure ukuthi guys, we're taking care of ourselves. Hygiene is also very important. Ngoba manje, you don't want to, like, after your period, be a bit uncomfortable because you've got maybe, like, a funky smell or whatnot. You know, you just need that confidence as well. So let's just do the right things. Keep healthy. Keep fresh. And, yeah.
Manje, when you started this thing, did you only get interested in it after giving birth to your child, or when did the interest spark you?
Okay, the interest started after my second baby. It was because I felt like I was taking longer to heal after the C-section, so I started looking up a few things that would help. But I know, like I said, some people are scared to try out new things, you know, especially if it's related to like the vajayjay or your womb or whatever. You always just want to go to the doctor just to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I just figured that maybe let me just try the natural way, which is using just natural herbs, you know? So I found that the first time I used it, I kind of felt like, wow, actually this thing is actually working for me. So I found an interest in that, and I just started buying these herbs, mixing them all together, only to find that there's quite a few ladies who've also, you know,
used it.
Yes. And also there's a few ladies who have been struggling to get kids as well. They've given me feedback to tell me that they have now conceived and they're expecting. And guys, that makes me so it makes me so happy, guys, because some people have been trying for years. So I mean, it's such a beautiful thing. And knowing also what it's all like natural herbs is even better.
Yeah. You buy the herbs yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Do you put them together in your own concoction?
Yes.
Or is it like we tang available to us, or this is for this, this is for this, this is for this, or like how does it work?
Okay, so it's like different herbs, right? Like I said, about seven different herbs. So I take all those different herbs and I mix them together. Some of the herbs that I mix, they are like rose petals, rosemary, you know, sometimes like we even use rosemary in food and whatever. So it's like all different types of herbs like that. I mix them together, and then I put them in my own packaging, and then I just, you know, send them out.
And then, please, can you quickly tell us, like, the different forms that it comes in? Because I remember you were even telling me, Uguti, there's balls, there's ama bola, there's ama, you need the ones that you steam with the bowl.
Okay, so there's the herbs. That's like the yoni steam.
Yeah.
And then you get something called the yoni detox pearl. So the yoni detox pearl is more like a tampon, but in a round form that you would use for about 5 days. So it's like they come in threes, basically. And the herbs that are used in those tampons are basically the same herbs that you use to yoni steam. But now they've been put together in one little tampon. So what those do is basically they just drain out all, they detoxify the womb, basically. They take out everything or toxins that are not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And yeah, so and they work more or less the same. Yes, more or less the same way, because it's more or less the same herbs that are there.
Hey, brah, look at that.
Yep.
Look at that. Please, it's a sugar.
Sexually gifted, right?
Ah!
So, like, I would really encourage, like, most ladies to jump on it because, guys, this is where it's at. Like, I won't even lie. This is the thing. This is where
sign me up. December's coming.
Yeah. So the guys must make sure that they're getting some yonis.
Yeah.
For their ladies.
Oh, also, didn't you say there's one for guys as well?
Oh,
yes, Lou. Don't you want to inquire?
Right.
No, Slu, inquire. And then, wait, didn't you say also, Uti, now it's available in like, Dr. Mtonton?
Yes, there are some doctors who are actually buying the herbs to, like, give them to some of their patients. But I wouldn't say it's a lot of doctors because some of them, you know how they feel about, herbs and being, like, the medical side of things. So it's just a few gynecologists that have spoken to me about actually having them at the surgery and...
Yeah.
Oh, wait. One more question.
Yeah.
So in terms of the... I just... Because that's a nice segue.
Yeah.
Into, like, the doctor's thing. Yeah. What's the, is there like science behind it?
I wouldn't say there's science because all I know is yoni steam is an ancient thing. Like it's been around. It's not a new thing, but it's mostly been, it was being done by mostly the Indian people.
Sure.
So it's mostly like your Indians that have been doing it for a while. But I also remember as I grew up, my gran, like every time someone complained about having bad period pains, whatever, she would just tell them to take some onions and garlic or something, put them in a, boil them and then put them in a bucket and then just sit over it.
Really?
So you can see there's some sort of, you know, connection or history that is, like it's an old thing, guys. So I don't think it's only starting now.
Yeah, but Valentine has black people and you're cool.
Yeah, it's an old thing. Streaming is the thing.
Yeah, I've got this. Hey,
I'll bribe. Yes, I'm cutting this in. If she's doing the doctor route and doctors start prescribing, because that's like pharmaceutical route. So if it's like standardized and you have Yabo in, it can then be commercialized on a bigger
I also figure that because
no,
she's getting like a lot of
feedback. Guys.
German are either coming back like, oh, I got a baby.
That should be like your other eye. Like
guys, like I'm there, like I'm on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really doing amazing things.
Yeah,
like,
guys. Woo, Mike.
We got a new girl. Mike got a new girl.
Gabo Pizzle. My mama Yoni, bruh.
M time. We're playing the Mesa 2 weeks now.
God, I got it dangerous. Lord, God, my son's been this so shoot to fertile. Already. Already. I'm going to peg. Then you're fucked because that's not what you were trying to do. You were trying to clean it.
I mean, I don't mind the child.
I was slow. Oh,
do you have kids? Do you have kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
He is the kid. Boo, 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 boo. Guess who's in the building?
I'm late, but I'm here now.
Al Capitano's in the building. Oh, Jenna, Usluto, from Ukepelinda.
Why? You'll never, dog. You'll never. You'll never.
Yeah, but next time you're late, you're not even going to get the opportunity to hop on.
Mike's always late.
I've been working hard these days, Abo.
You've so missed out.
On what?
We learned about yoni vibes, bro.
The herbs.
Yes, the herbs that are all about the vibes.
give me a quick summary, dog.
A quick summary is that they're good for your vagina, cleanse it, detoxes it, can make you pregnant.
Detox?
Yeah, detoxes your vagina. Well, my vagina. can make me fall pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And what's the last one?
All by itself, huh?
Yeah.
Just
and,
the hip alone.
And men also have like a type of one, but it doesn't clean it. Doesn't clean for you guys. It only makes you guys fertile. Hey. Yes.
It's epic, le. It's epic.
It's a tea.
What?
That is steam, son. It's a tea, son.
It's a tea that you drink.
Yeah, it's a tea that you drink.
You don't rub it anywhere.
Wait up. Yeah, that's for me. Yeah. If I man's in, best.
Got to say like too fresh, bruh. It's like dinner, iba fresh, iba moist.
I missed that.
Kuchiwa
umune chair. That's a pack.
Once. Is it like a thing you can buy for your
starter
girlfriend?
That's a pack. Yeah, chair.
Would you accept that gift from your man?
If a man bought me yoni, yeah, bruh.
Really?
Because he's not really? Saying, he's not necessarily saying that you're dirty or you're disgusting. He's just saying, bruh.
You could be better.
Yeah. Or maybe he just wants to make sure that now when he comes through in a clean slate, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I would respect a man that did that because shooting now, yeah, in again, you know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know. Hopefully. It's like them condoms, you know. If a nigga comes through with condoms, that's expected. But if a girl comes through with condoms, you're like, shit, this bitch knows what's up, you know, type of thing. I think
she's just prepared.
Yeah, she but that which is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
But like, do you think you can wait? How many? Oh yeah, you didn't say how many minutes Gambit takes to if 30. 30 minutes. Do you think you can wait 30 minutes?
Before. You have to do it before.
Kape, you don't have to do it before, but I'm just saying, let's say you give to Gelwa Kogina Lendole.
How much you finish this man?
Yeah, Kona Pogs of Antwempu man. What the fuck do you mean?
Slu. She needs to marinate that pussy.
Who should die? Zomnyaza after.
Slu. Nyamayako, you must always marinate, dog. You must spice it up, dog. If I was out to Pella or to marinate. Okay, that's
how
good.
How slow? 30 minutes in jail. Vor.
This slow's got a problem.
Thank you, this again.
Oh my gosh. Oh my, by the way, I read something on social media today saying, let me just quickly go find it. Mike, have a conversation with
you. Wait, today? That's really lacking with topics now. How do you find a topic on the day?
Me?
Yes, you.
I genuinely just go on, like, not even that I'm looking for a topic.
Yeah.
I just, when I scroll on Facebook and I see something that's interesting, I'm like, screenshot. That looks like something I want to discuss.
I don't trust Facebook, though.
Don't you?
Facebook has lies.
Don't
Facebook
you?
Has lies.
So right. this person was literally saying, my mom used to be strict, but I'm trained again. And there was, like, a whole thread of people just talking about, like, how they've trained their parents to know not to expect them. And they were like, oh, December's coming. It's time for girl to go back to school. She needs to learn and unlearn the shit that she thought I was doing during the year.
Yeah. Legit, though. Yeah, legit. Like, I'm in that situation right now. Like, obviously, I hope my mom's not listening to this, but I've low-key trained and maintained my mom to, like embrace my lifestyle.
Hey, there's almost like a like you go through that moment where it's almost like it's like, you know, your parents always say that last thing which gets you back.
What do you mean?
Like, they always say that one line, go say,
and then you come back and you're like making faults.
But you know, moms use that for just stupid shit.
Yeah, for stupid things.
Not
exactly.
Like fucked up. Or
exactly.
Anything.
Yeah.
Right. You could literally just not wash dishes, and they'd be like, oh, "What a disappointment."
Me, it's like, whoa. It's like things like my mom can't ask me where I'm going, as long as I said ngiyaphuma. That's all she needs to know.
She doesn't ask you where you're going.
No, she tries to, and I'll be like ngiyabuya.
I think I would be brought back and get washing to a comeback here.
I've trained and I've learned.
What's Ngiyabuya?
I'm coming back. I'm coming back when I come back. I'll tell you if I'm coming home. I'll tell you if I'm not coming home.
So you even have that option? That's like a thing that's...
Not all the time. Like, I try not to do the most, but it took time. It took years to get to this point.
It's tricky in someone else's
house. You train them, dog. You train them.
But even when you leave, they still try to catch you.
My parents are forever catching me, bruh. Like, I think I only can do that if it's certain friends. It's like, I don't just with any friends.
I don't even know what friends I'm going with.
Michael.
Like, if it's hectic and they're like, oh, trying to pressurize me, then I'll name drop a friend that they know. But it's not like they'll see
and
that
friend. And it's not that it has
up.
To be that friend anyway. Mm. You're probably lying.
Because I'll be like in a kibel or I'm taking an Uber to them.
Yeah.
So it's not much.
Oh my gosh, my Bruna. My parents, specific friends that I can be like, I don't think I want to come home today. And then they'll be like, I wear sharp as long as you're up. Then there's friends that are like, bro, we are not trying to see you not at home. Come home immediate, with immediate effect.
Because of that friend.
Because of that friend.
Why do you bring people home, bro? That's my thing. I don't bring people home to run away from that.
No, because I want, no, Mikey, I want my
I'm a parak. Like, I'm a para Mike.
Yes, we all have our para friends, bro. Not all of our friends are beautiful
bring
people.
I don't bring my para friends to my home. I just bring friends.
Then who are those people?
But then, no.
Your parents are wiling out.
No,
so your judgment is terrible.
No. Yes, that's what they say. But, like...
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Your judgment is atrocious.
No, not all the time. And also, this was, like, very long ago with one friend that they, like, didn't like. Ever since then, I've been like, on a good... On a good slate, you know, I've been fine. But, like, all I'm saying is the reason why I take my friends home, and I wouldn't take the ones that look questionable, but I could literally take you home, Mike, and they'll be like...
Oh, they've known me forever.
Yeah, but, like, I'll take you home,
yeah, Mike,
and they'll be like, Mike just looks shady. He just doesn't look like he, you know, he's the type of friend we'll feel comfortable having.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
But I
and
can
it's like
that.
Cause they want to be on some voodoo shit, like, oh, we can read minds.
No,
we
but
know
wait,
kids.
Wait.
We
but
know
like,
kids.
I'm looking at Mike. I'm like, okay.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying like okay, so add more. Like they don't know Mike beyond.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is that's how my parents base should they allow me to sleep over at a friend's place or not. Is
sleep over.
I'm not yes, what's wrong with sleeping over?
Just by seeing, just say, oh, okay, no,
no, like they'll look at your vibe,
your aura.
They read your aura and they're like, no, X.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's
I swear
that's
to you,
bullshit.
My parents read auras, bro, and that's how they
okay.
just base it off of. And I'm like, but this is a good person.
How much are they wrong? Like, are they wrong a lot?
No,
or are they right?
That's the thing. They've never been wrong. So
nigga.
I mean, I feel
yeah,
like.
Shade to Mike.
I'm not shady. It's just that, like, I plan my things out. Like, all my friends who didn't have cars, obviously, if you didn't have cars, then you couldn't come to my house. And the people,
how?
Not that you couldn't come to my house. It's
yeah.
like, it's so much admin.
Mike's got
we'd rather meet somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro.
And it's gonna
so
be
all your friends with cars.
So all my friends
with
cars, if we're grooving. At, like, my friends from school, at some point, I was the voice of reason. To tell you how fucked up my friends are. I'm a very fucked up individual. But when I'm the voice of reason,
shitty,
those friends
up
are worse. But mind you.
I hope your mom hears this.
No, she won't. She won't. But mind you, even though those people are fucked up, my mom will wake up and I have like two or three gents in the house and she'll be like, what's going on here? I'll be like, ma, these are my friends. These are my friends. And. It was too late for them to drive all the way to...
It was too late
it
or
was
they
too
were too
late?
Lit.
No, it was too late
yeah.
for them to drive, even though we both know what the situation is, but I'm an adult. Even though it was too late for them to
but
drive...
I'm an adult.
I didn't say that. I don't say that. It's an unspoken thing. But yeah, even though it was too late for them to drive, I made them sleep there. It was too dark, whatever.
They're niggas, though. They can handle it.
They're niggas, but, like, at the same time, man, she goes outside, and those niggas, there's two mercs parked outside. Ooh. Better than my father's merc.
What does that mean?
Huh?
Poo, 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 poo.
That means I don't need to, you know, be scared for my son, because I know he's with the rich kids the whole time.
So
he's
I,
good.
So can I question, who are these friends? Just name drop.
I know, correct.
Name drop the ones with the mercs.
My birthday is next week.
Of course, why can't I?
My birthday is next week. Pull up.
Ooh, your birthday is next week. Next week, ba.
Saturday.
Okay, you know what we're doing, Remo.
Pull up.
Are
now
they
going to
be there, though? Have they RSVP'd? Yo, imagine Mike inviting me to his damn birthday and none of his niggas have cars there.
It broke dick.
Mike.
Broke dick is fire though.
True, but like I'm not trying to go for that no more. I'm just trying to
since
go
when?
For
that. Since when?
I'm just trying to go
since
for
when?
Some average to financially stable dick now.
Gotcha.
Your standards are all over the place.
No, they're not.
I don't. That's the game. That's the real game.
Yeah.
Financially stable. That's the real game.
I wouldn't know, bro. I'm a student.
Hey, bro. I'm trying to...
I'm saying, once you get out of there, it's like... student is... It's almost like a bubble.
It's nice, bro.
Girls like you because, like, you look good. You got charisma. It's just stupid shit. Exactly. Ah, get out of that, my nigga.
It's late.
Get out... Yeah.
No, when but, you, like, when my you're going charisma... For bread, when my charisma... For bread. Emo, what's my charisma going to get me? It's going to get me, like, a kiss in a club compared to who financially stable with his own flat. That's going to take that girl stable, from the club from me, Uber her home, and yam her all night.
That's what I'm saying. That's the game for
and yam her all night. Could you be more fucking specific?
What am I supposed to say? Have sex. No.
Yeah, but like, I'm all about that level, bro.
By the way, now, you must show me these para friends. They sound fun.
I don't have para friends anymore.
You have para friends.
I'm grown now. Do you see the people I hang out with? I hang out with Yoni Vibes and, who gets her drinks paid for just randomly.
It's nice being a female, bro.
Hey, bro. It's like pussy power. Pretty girl privilege.
Pussy power, dog.
Nigga.
Pussy power.
It's that Yoni.
It's that Yoni.
All that patriarchy talk. Quiet with that shit, nigga. All that patriarchy talk.
I'm done, bro.
Oh, guys, this was fucking amazing. I actually enjoyed this, like, episode. Anything else that you guys want to pick up and talk about? I think I'm done.
I don't know. I sell, man.
I know, it's Poo's hot, hey? It's and, so like, hot. And I know Slu's the one with the air condish.
Yeah, mind your boys will pick up.
Oh, fuck the frequency. Audio. Let's just end this. Yeah. Let's call it a day.
I'm so sad I'm late, though, bro. Like,
no, that's your fucking problem.
Okay, but,
bro.
Like, if I had to, like, purchase Yoni Herbs, where can I purchase them?
Wow. That's trying a bit. He's going to go listen to the fucking podcast at the beginning.
What?
That's what he's going to go do. He's going to listen.
Like, what grocery number, bro? When you're busy,
it's
fine. I'll listen to the podcast like a fucking fan.
Who are you trying to impregnate, boo?
This happens every episode. We bring up this situation.
We didn't bring up anything.
We didn't bring up anything.
I just asked who you're trying to send it to.
Oh, the man, girl. I'm done with you guys. And I look forward to you guys bringing her up again next week.
This is why you get fired from this. From
this is
the
why
podcast.
You can never take my spot.
Who pays rent?
I go. Now I have my fair share.
Who pays rent? Name drop you. Also, guys, go catch a youth magazine, guys. I see you supporting. Yeah.
Support your boy.
As
your freelance graphic designer.
My whole magazine,
We did a good thing.
Check out Youth Magazine, but also check out Deeply Rooted, guys. Every Monday, it's kipanje. It's content. It's yan kitaza. Nina every Monday.
Just a little tip.
Notice us.
There must be like a little tip, Shandis, about the website.
Yeah, PayPal.
Yeah.
PayPal.
Yeah, okay.
Away.
Again next week. Bye.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.